This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the co-CEO of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that India has a rich tradition of storytelling and an extraordinary pool of creative talent which can be leveraged to strengthen the country's position as a global hub for content creation. Mr. Modi said that they discussed the immense potential of India's media and entertainment sector.
हम एक साथ मिलकर क्रिएट ऑन इंडिया मूवमेंट की शुरुआत हम भारत से जुड़ी स्टोरीज को भारत के संस्कृति को भारत के हेरिटेज और ट्रेडिशंस को पूरी दुनिया से शेयर करें हम भारत की अपनी स्टोरी सबको सुनाएं लेट अस क्रिएट ऑन इंडिया क्रिएट फॉर द वर्ल्ड आप ऐसा कंटेंट क्रिएट करिए जो आपके साथ ही आपके देश हम सबका देश भारत को भी ज्यादा से ज्यादा लाइक्स दे और इसके लिए हमें ग्लोबल ऑडियंस को भी एंगेज करना होगा दुनिया की यूनिवर्सिटीज के साथ दुनिया के नौजवानों के साथ जुड़ना होगा आज पूरी दुनिया में लोग भारत के बारे में जानना चाहते
Meanwhile, Netflix India has said the two leaders discussed their shared vision of taking India's media and entertainment industry to the global stage. Students intensified their protest over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations in Jharkhand. Ahead of the monsoon session of the State Assembly set to begin today, five protesters, including two women, joined Jharkhand Loktantrik Krantikari Morcha leader Devendranath Mehto, who has been on a hunger strike for the past 4 days. Mehto's health became a matter of concern after his blood sugar and pressure levels dropped significantly. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has paid tributes to the former Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj on her death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that through her incisive oratory, sensitive leadership and unwavering dedication to the nation's interests, Sushma Swaraj carved out a distinctive place in Indian politics. In Uttarakhand, intermittent rainfall continues across the state with orange alert issued for Dehradun, Chamoli and Bageshwar. In view of the warning, a holiday has been declared for all schools from classes 1st to classes 12th and also Anganwadi centres today in Dehradun and some other districts. More from our correspondent.
The Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed all disaster management and relief agencies in the state to remain alert and to work with utmost vigilance to effectively deal with any possible disaster situation. He has also emphasized monitoring of vulnerable areas, rivers and streams. Chief Minister has instructed district magistrates to keep the district emergency operational centers operational 24 hours and to ensure prompt action on every incident. He said that preventing any loss of life under all circumstances is the government's highest priority. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani Samachar, Dehradun.
Union Minister J.P. Nadda has reviewed flood situation in Assam, assures all possible assistance from centre. Deputed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Union Health and Family Welfare Minister toured Nepali Khuti area of Shiv Sagar district along the Assam-Nagaland border, which is one of the worst hit regions in the latest wave of floods that struck on 19th of July. In United Kingdom, members of the British Kashmiri diaspora staged a demonstration in Bradford yesterday expressing solidarity with the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and voicing support for the demands of the Joint Awami Action Committee. In US, a mass shooting at the rural house in Caswell County in North Carolina led to multiple deaths. According to the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, police responded to a call for service just before 8 a.m. yesterday and arriving on the scene found multiple people who had been shot. In hockey, teams from Odisha, Punjab, Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh have advanced to the semi-finals of the 16th India Junior Men National Championship Division A after winning their quarter-final matches in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu yesterday. In today's semi-finals, Odisha will face Punjab while Jharkhand will take on Madhya Pradesh in Coimbatore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.